Put your hands up.
So, did you miss the show?
That's okay, because we've got this cheeky podcast snack for you to enjoy.
It's the Jimmy and Nath Show Podcast.
And Jim, a big congratulations is in order to our good friends over at Aldi. Good, different.
You're the Aldi guy.
I'm the Aldi guy. Who have officially been named Supermarket of the Year. In my opinion, a little early, but well done. I mean, we're only...
For last year, this year?
No, for this year. Oh. Yeah. I mean, maybe it's Finn year. I don't know. Or maybe they go April to April for some reason. I don't know how the supermarket
financial
calendar.
Year.
It's financial year. EFS, whatever it's called.
Happy
so, I can't wait for those ads. God, they suck. It's based on the customer satisfaction survey. 60,000 people. Good survey size. Aldi had a 95.7% satisfaction level. Well done to Aldi. Good
well
stuff.
Done, guys.
Now, here's what I want to do right now on the show, Jim. That's enough of Audi. We're giving them a round of applause, a couple of dings. Move on. Because what I want to do now is just a fun Jimmy and A thing. Because on the show right now, I want to award somebody else out there for being what I'm calling the Jimmy and A best insert job of the year. Whatever the job is. So 131060, how this is going to work is you jump on the phones right now, give us a call, whatever you do for work. You tell us what you do for work. And then what we're going to do is we're going to host a competition to find out who the best of that particular occupation is in the entire country and award our own one.
Okay.
The beauty of this is I actually don't know what competition we're doing yet.
Yep.
So I need someone to call 131060. I need a job before we can decide what the competition is.
Oh, no, sorry. I was telling you. This is separate.
I'm out of this already.
This is a real awkward time for me to stage this intervention.
It's a weird redundancy time. So we've got someone here. Please welcome to the show. Jess. Hello, Jess.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Jess.
Good, Jess.
You could potentially, whatever your job is, you could be potentially awarded the best in the country. So first of all, what is your job?
I'm a medical receptionist at an imaging company based in Geelong.
Right, is it very specific?
Yeah. Yeah,
I mean, I love.
The key.
We're going to go receptionist.
Yeah,
Jess.
Let's go with receptionist.
You can do that. That's fine. I glorify it as much as possible, just because I love my job so much.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, you can say that.
Jess, Nathan and I have always said, no matter what business it is, the receptionist is the most important part because first person you see,
face of the building,
face
mate.
Of the organisation.
Yep, of course they are, mate. Yep, Barb, who is our receptionist here, she's been here for 50 years, which is weird. She must have started when she was one. and she's the most important person in the entire
longest
building.
Longest serving employee of the company.
Yeah, she's brilliant. So, Jess, you're a receptionist, which means we're going to be hosting this.
It's time for Jimmy and Nate's
Receptionist
of the Year!
Ah, welcome. Receptionist of the Year. So how this is going to work right now, 131060 Australia, you're going to go up against Jess. If you are a receptionist, not of a medical company in Geelong, just any kind of receptionist.
With imagery.
Yeah, no, just any kind of receptionist, 131060, jump on the phones right now because you will officially be a part of Jimmy and Nate's Receptionist of the Year. How it's going to work is we're going to have four contestants, including Jess, on the line. They're each going to get 30 seconds to explain why they should be Jimmy and Nath Receptionist of the Year. Whoever gets involved will score themselves a prize. The winner, the ultimate prize, which is just a title.
Just you, Nath, saying
me saying that you're the best.
Secretary of the Year.
Receptionist.
Sorry.
It's a different competition, mate. I don't know what show you're listening to. Careful, you'll be redundant on me in a minute. Okay, Jess, are you happy with that?
Yeah, sure thing.
Okay, so 131060, if you are a receptionist.
Just quickly.
Yeah, of course, mate.
No, you go first.
Yeah,
get people to call.
If you're a receptionist, 131060, jump on the phones right now. We've got plenty of prizes to give away. We've got $50 to spend at Grilled, $100 to spend at Step One Underwear. If you give us a call, you will score yourself one of those and the potential for the coveted title of Jimmy and Nath Receptionist of the Year.
Okay.
So now you go.
Receptionist call. Who's judging Receptionist of the Year?
That's you and I.
And how?
As two experienced receptionists. Should we get Barb? Does anyone have Barb's number?
Well, I mean, it's a bit late. Barb's gone home. Office shuts at 5 p.m. She's been working all day,
yeah,
mate.
That's true. After hours. I'll give her a Grilled voucher.
She knows where they are, mate.
She does. All right, 131060. If you are a receptionist and you want to be a part of Jimmy and Nate's Receptionist of the Year, Jess, hello, you still there?
Yes, for sure I am.
Now, Jess, we have three other contestants who are all receptionists who are all going to go up against you, but because you called through first, you get to go first. So how this is going to work is you get 30 seconds, right, on the clock to describe why you deserve to be receptionist of the year. Everyone will get the same amount of time. Unfortunately, we couldn't get onto our receptionist, Barb, because as Jim said, it's way past her, you know, work hours. It's probably inappropriate that we even have a number.
You up? It's too early to send a you up message, isn't it?
So we will be judging receptionist of the year. Jess, are you ready for your 30 seconds?
Yes, sure am.
Okay, Jess, explain to us why you are receptionist of the year in 3, 2, 1, go.
Okay, I'm the best receptionist, I feel, because I get things done and I'm obviously really good at multitasking, so I can do 3 things at once. That's including doctors coming at me, people coming at me, and I'm super kind and friendly to all the staff at my work. I feel like I'm very easy and approachable, and I just get things done pretty down to T. I've been the medical receptionist for 5 years, so if I'm not doing it right, obviously I shouldn't be in the industry, and that's why I feel like I'm the best at it.
Oh, wow!
Before the timer ran out as well.
That was fantastic. She has entered this competition before. Well done, Jess. Okay, let's go to contestant number 2. Shania, are you a receptionist?
Yes, I am.
Okay, where are your receptionists at, Shania?
Headspace
at where, sorry?
Headspace in
Inala. Okay, Shania, 30 seconds on the clock. You get to explain to us why you're the best receptionist. Are you ready to go?
Yes.
3, 2, 1. Take it away, Shania.
All right, I think I'm the best receptionist because my passion is
acting. Shania,
look, I mean, look, it's...
We can't hear anything.
That phone line don't impress me much. she's gone. Like that joke. She's gone. Try and get Shania back.
We couldn't hear her.
If we can hear her, which is ironic for receptionists because they're on the phone a lot.
So you're a receptionist. That don't impress me.
Ebony, hello.
Hello, how are you?
Good.
Oh, good phone line.
That's a great phone line. Ebony, you're a receptionist?
I am, yeah.
Okay, where at?
I work for a neurosurgeon. I'm a receptionist / secretary.
Okay, all right.
Jobs.
30 seconds on the clock. Are you ready, Ebony?
Yep.
Go.
I'd make the world's best receptionist. I get things done. I'm very friendly to all the incoming phone calls and all the patients. It's my responsibility to call patients, book them in for these specialist appointments, listening to their awesome, awesome questions that are sometimes a little bit dumber than normal, and I make the best coffee.
Oh, very good. Makes a good coffee too. And finished well on time. Jenna, contestant number 3, are you a receptionist, Jenna?
I am.
Where at, Jenna?
I work at Gayson's in a regional town.
Gayson's in a regional town.
When, just out of curiosity, Nathan, when you're asking them where they work, is that why?
We're just trying to get freebies. okay, Jenna, are you ready?
I am.
Go ahead, Jenna.
Okay, I think I'm the best receptionist because I'm able to get all my tasks done. I'm always ordering food for our whole staff meetings and board meetings, always acing that with the sweets. I am able to pick up new jobs quite quickly and tend to several different divisions with heating and agricultural and subcontract for our company.
Wow.
You can finish up if you want. You don't need all that time.
Yeah.
Well done. Yeah. There's some big words there, Jim. Big words.
Yeah, I've been taking notes on them all.
Have you? Yeah, I've seen. God, you'd be a good receptionist.
I'd be a good secretary.
Now, unfortunately, we didn't get Shania back.
Shania's gone.
So we do have Ashley. Ashley, you're a receptionist?
I am indeed. I'm a medical receptionist.
Another one. Everywhere.
You're shocked, but we asked receptionists to call.
No. She's a medical receptionist.
Sorry, I thought you... Another one.
You're a butcher. Weird.
And what do you do? Receptionist.
Okay,
no, Nate, you
okay.
Asked.
Ashley, go.
Look, I think I'm the best receptionist because not only do I get multiple jobs done at a time, and I'm always working overtime just to make sure that everything's done, I am a people person, I'm super friendly, and I've been told I'm so good at the job that I am now overqualified, and I will help anyone with what they need, so yeah.
Well done! Jeez.
Right.
Jim, I can't believe you put your hand up to decide the winner here.
I made some notes here, Nath.
Excellent.
Because you said we were the judges and one of us had to do something.
No, of course. and that is you.
So we've got Jess, Ebony, Jenna and Ashley.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought I'd go through, just to remind you and also Australia, what they said about themselves as to why they think they should be receptionists.
Excellent, I love that, yeah.
So all of them said they get things done.
Okay, well, that's good, and it's a big deal for a receptionist.
So Jess said gets things done, Ebony said gets things done, Jenna said gets tasks done, and Ashley said gets multiple jobs done.
Okay.
So I'm just going to rule that out.
Okay.
Because no one's standing out there, they're all doing it.
It's also a guaranteed criteria, getting things done.
That's what you need to do.
You've got to be a doer.
Now, again, my next question, should we be awarding this to who we think is the best receptionist or who we would want as a receptionist?
It's a great question.
Because the reason I asked that question, what you think of it, is Ebony mentioned she's great at making coffees. What do Jimmy and Nath love
doing? We love coffees.
Love coffees. Now, Jenna mentioned she's great at ordering.
You made good notes. Well done.
Ordering food, especially sweets. What does the big fella have?
I love sweets.
Love sweets.
I'm a big sweetie.
So both Ebony and Jenna mentioned the food. Well, Ebony, coffee, Jenna, food.
Ebony and Jenna. Okay.
Ashley, I think we might have to rule her out, unfortunately. She did come and say that she is overqualified for this.
Ashley, I'm so sorry. You're overqualified. You did it to yourself, mate.
That's more than okay. Thank you so much.
Oh, see, that's such an overqualified response.
Okay, so Ash is out, but that's Ash's fault. Okay. Ash said it. So we're down to Jess, Ebony, and Jenna. Look, Jenna did say blah, 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 blah. I believe it was more technical terms, but Nathan and I aren't that smart, so I've written blah, blah, blah down here. So I think.
Okay. Yeah. Look, Jenna, you did very well, but blah, 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 blah. You get enough of that from us. So unfortunately, we're going to have to rule you out. Is that okay, Jenna?
That's fine. Thanks, guys.
Blah, 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 Jenna.
Blah, 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 blah. Jenna.
Okay.
Blah, blah. Which means, Jenna, which was hard, Jenna, because Nate does love his sweet treats and food.
I love my sweet treats, Jenna, so I just want you to know how hard that was, okay?
That's fine.
Yeah.
She knew.
She knew.
To get to Nate's heart through his stomach.
Rewarding listeners of the show.
So it's down to Jess and Ebony. Jess did mention that she has 5 years' experience. I'd love to just ask Ebony if I could, Nate, for it. We didn't get that from her.
Ebony, are you there?
Yeah.
How much experience do you have?
As a medical receptionist, I started this job in August, but before that I worked at an autism facility for 2.5 years.
That's what, 3 years in total?
We'll give you three.
Yeah, give or take.
Give or take 3 years. Now, Jess, just confirming 5 years, yes?
Yeah, so five and a half years in medical reception.
And see, they both said friendly and kind. But Ebony did mention that she does listen to dumb questions.
Ebony, do you listen to dumb questions a lot?
Yeah, every day, unfortunately.
Do you listen to dumb questions a lot?
Yeah, every day.
Ebony, do you listen to dumb questions a lot?
Every day.
Ebony, how often do you reckon you listen to dumb questions?
Every day.
She's kept her cool. She's done it.
Well done, Ebony. Ebony's taken out.
Ebony, well done. Congratulations. Before we do the... You do listen to dumb questions, yes?
Sorry, what was that?
You listen to dumb questions?
Yep.
Not all the time.
Congratulations. You are officially Jimmy and Nate's
receptionist
of the year.
Well done, Ebony.
Well done.
Oh, there you go. Well done, Ebony. Congratulations. And Jess, you did well as well, okay?
Runner up.
Thank you.
Yeah, good stuff.
But Jess, we'd be nothing without you. You started this. You inspired the receptionists of Australia.
Yeah, well done. Yep. Okay.
Sit tight for 30 seconds. The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast is back soon. The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast. It's only the good stuff.
13-10-60 to play Jimmy and Nath. Chris Staple win.
Four coolers. Four staplers. But only one has a staple in it. Prepare yourselves to play Jimmy and Nath's Chris Staple win.
Yes, it's more exciting than it sounds. Or maybe it's not. I don't know. Four staples.
I don't want to dent your confidence, big fella. We're 2 days back. You've got nice, Jimmy.
No, it's true.
I don't turn until about the fifth or sixth week.
Week four or five.
Yeah,
somewhere between week four and five.
You can get away with doing this with me in week one.
Wait till we give away holy tickets and I'm doing a hole punch. So I'll be a little later on.
I think Kira will let you do that.
How this works is we've got four staplers, as Audio Bones has just said. Four staplers, four callers. There is staples only in one of them. Jim, you've got them there in front of you. The callers get to pick which stapler they want. They pick correctly. They go to Chris Stapleton, of course. For the first time down under, US country music superstar Chris Stapleton brings the All-American Roadshow to arenas across Australia February, March 2025. Tickets on sale now. Info, livenation.com.au, or you keep it right here to win. win them all week.
Yep.
Contestant number one, Frances. Hello, Frances.
Hi. Oh, my God. I can't believe I made it through.
I can't believe you made it through either. Frances, we're weirdly only answering people who haven't made it through.
Yeah.
This is all
fair. Just letting you know politely.
Yeah.
You haven't made it. Sorry, Frances.
Yeah, but
Okay.
But thanks for calling anyway.
Stop it.
I'm going to pop you back through to the producers now. All right, Frances, you get first pick. One in four chance. Which stapler would you like? One, two, three, or four?
Oh, my God. This is, like, literally the hardest decision of my life. I'm shaking. Number three,
she wants. Now,
so what we're going to do, Nath, is rather than last night and staple the paper, I'm just going to punch this bad boy.
Yep.
And then I'll feel if a stapler drops into my hand.
How good do you feel? Because it's only a small object.
Yeah, well, I'm used to having a small object in my hands.
Okay, all right.
Oh, my God.
Frances, a reminder, it went off the first time last night. So for this to go off, it would need to go off for the first time twice. Are you ready to go, Frances?
God. Yes, please. Put me out of my misery.
Okay, here we go. Number three.
Here we go.
No staples.
No!
I'm sorry, Frances.
Sorry, Frances. Stapleless, but Frances, there's more chances tomorrow. But also, if people weren't paying attention and they picked the same one as you, then you could get another go.
So okay, stay there.
Okay, Danielle, hello. Danielle,
hello
Danielle. Hi. Which stapler would you like?
Number two, please.
Number two.
You are a fan of Chris Stapleton, though.
I am.
Okay, just want to make sure.
Okay, that's good.
If caught the wrong thing,
yeah.
Right, so here we go.
Veteran office works. Here we go. Staple number two. That sounded good.
It's a staple!
Well done, Danielle!
who's there with you, Danielle?
My daughters.
Is that tears or screaming or a bit of both? What's going on there?
Bit of both.
And your daughters want to go to Chris Stapleton?
Yes.
So are you going or are you giving the tickets to both your daughters?
Me and my daughter.
Oh,
you and your daughter. Wait, how many daughters do you have?
I actually have two daughters.
So how did you decide?
My eldest will come with me.
Okay. And the other one's okay with it?
Pardon?
Is the other one okay with not going?
She'll be okay. I'll get her another ticket to somewhere else.
Somewhere else?
What? Luna Park?
The Jimmy and Nath Show Podcast.
It's only the good stuff.
Now, here's the thing, Australia. You thought the Chris Stapleton giveaway was the big part of the show. It is not the big part of the show. Gotcha. I just was like,
oh,
yeah, it's a bit. Jim, I spoke about this yesterday on the show. I didn't want Australia to miss out on my honeymoon. We were just talking about it before. I went to South Africa and Mauritius. I was very lucky to be there, but I didn't want Australia to miss out. I didn't want the show to miss out. So what I did was I brought back some souvenirs. Or Suvies, as I'm calling them.
Everyone calls them Suvies. Oh, you went overseas, you should give me a Suvi?
I got you a couple of Suvies, mate. What do you want? Keychain? Buddy, got you a keychain. Yeah, well, you know I get a shot glass from every place I go. That's a different story.
You tell me that's a weird flex.
You should see my collection.
Mate, you know how many people do that? I don't want to.
Nah, that's my thing.
My girlfriend's got a huge collection as well.
Copycat. Yeah. Here's the thing. I brought back some Suvies to give away on air, and yesterday they bloody went off like a frog in a sock.
First one is actually that bag.
Okay.
And funnily enough, it's the best Suvi.
Next up, we have
a cap, a hat.
Yeah, so it's a simple black hat. It was on my bed in Mauritius.
What is this, a dress?
So that is like a shawl, like a muumuu tunic thing. Also, yeah. I bought some pyjamas. They came in that bag. I just think that's a nice bag to give away. So this is where I got to the stage where I was just taking stuff.
You stole the breakfast in bed menu.
Yeah, so it's the Mauritian breakfast in bed menu.
Go back, you should stole things.
Yeah, so that's the do not disturb sign. Yeah, the pen. It's a pencil, and it comes with. Open. What else is in there?
A notebook. Emma, welcome to the show. Hi.
Hi. How you going?
Good, Emma. Would you like one of my super Suvies?
Oh, I would love your tote.
Oh, you want the tote? That's the gold platinum. Yeah. Which one would you like, Isaac?
I missed a lot of the others. The do not disturb sign, though. If it's going cheap.
Well, it's going cheap because it's going away free, mate.
Well,
Agnes, what super Suvi do you want?
I was hoping to go for the sarong, or the pareo, as we call it in Mauritius, if you still got it.
Full disclosure, I did wear this.
Would you sniff it, Agnes?
No, hell no.
Oh, well, it's not yours then.
absolutely went off yesterday, the Super Suvi. So I thought, why not? I've got four or five of them left, so let's do it again. Please welcome Jimmy Nace Super Suvi's Part 2V giveaway.
It's time for Nace Super Suvi Sendout.
All right, now already off the list is the South Africa Karooga tote bag. That's gone.
Well, let's not talk about what's gone. Let's talk about what we have left.
Well, I just want people to know that the good ones are gone.
No. Okay. Is this your fault?
Okay, the things that are left in front of you. 131060, if you want one of these souvenirs, they are hot property. You have to jump on the phones right now. 131060, all these things are rare. They are one of a kind, and they are very useful in everyday life.
No, I mean, everything that's left you've stolen. So first of all, we have the breakfast in bed sign, which has... like wood on it.
No, it's like a fun ring.
No, it's wood, mate. You can't bring that in the country. Did you declare it?
Safe wood.
It's from South Africa.
I declared it.
I hope you get arrested.
Imagine if that's how I go down. Still,
great.
Why
story,
did he go away? 6 years for importing
wood ring.
Wood ring from Mauritius.
You got the pen and notepad.
Yep.
Or pencil, sorry, notepad. Which does have, I didn't say that, has a razor on the top. You have the hat.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a black cap.
I wore it a couple of times playing tennis. So, yeah, it's a nice
black
hat.
Has a bit of sniff of Nath of it.
Yep.
You have the bag of the shorts you bought over there because you, forgotten to pack.
Yeah, I forgot. No, I left my pajamas at a different hotel. So then I bought some new pajamas and they came in this beautiful bag. And you can put so much stuff in that bag.
You put your weed in it.
You put... you can put so many things. What would be the platinum Suvi left?
Yeah,
I reckon it'd have to be that bag.
What is this? Baby lions.
No, that was just what that was. That's not, okay. Mate. Don't include the rubbish.
So we
in
have
that.
Four Suvis left.
So
we have the breakfast in bed sign with the wooden ring, illegal. Mm-hmm. We have the pen and paper. We have the hat and the bag.
The bag's pretty good.
I'd say the maybe the breakfast in bed thing, because it's from, the wood is from South Africa.
Yeah, and like, it's black market stuff.
Yeah, and there's a little thing in there, and it says...
it's fun.
Petite jeune élite.
Because they speak French.
And
so that's the platinum
breakfast
prize.
Breakfast in bed.
Yeah, so 131060, this is it. Jimmy and Nace, Super Suvi, Part Suvi, giveaway.
The sad Super Suvi.
Why is the sad Suvi?
Well, this is it.
Well, not sad, no, it's still exciting.
No, it's
we're
sad.
Still, it's not sad.
This is all shit.
It's not shit. I'm giving that away tomorrow.
Your pants came in.
No.
Okay. Chat.
No, I'm going to music. You're talking them down. 131060. Bianca, hello.
Hi, how you going?
Good. What Super Suvi would you like? The best ones are left.
I think I'm going to go with the notepad.
The notepad and pencil, Bianca?
Yes, and a pencil, please.
Yes. Look, Bianca, pretty good choice. It's quite nice. Got a little... fun thing on the front, nice drawn in it, so that might be worth something.
There's
one day.
A little signature in
that's
there.
Awesome. Yeah. I like to write, so I think it will be helpful.
That's yeah, and the pen's actually very well. The pencil is quite.
It's nice. It's like a
again,
chic
another
black.
Illegal thing they smuggled into our country.
No,
it's wood, mate.
No,
it's
that's
a brand of pencil.
No, it's not wood. It's Mauritian metal.
Okay, well, I mean, I'm looking forward to using it. So, thank you.
Have fun getting arrested by customs. It's yours, Bianca. I'm just offloading responsibility.
Can you also take Nate's boogie board? It's on mine.
I stopped at Thailand on the way home. Naomi, hello.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. Welcome to Nate's Super Suvi Part 2V. It's not sad. No, it's exciting. Don't laugh, Naomi. It's
sad, Naomi.
Sad. It's not sad.
All the flesh
it's
is happy. A shit hat.
It's not.
Anyway, yeah,
what if she might want the hat?
What do you want?
What do you want?
I want the hat.
No, the hat
is good. The thing in the bag.
It's nice.
That's a hat.
The hat. It's a nice. It's a black hat.
Perfect.
It's designer.
It is designer.
Hotel. What does it say on the back?
It says lighter, brighter.
Yeah, and that's
two things I wish you were.
lighter, brighter. Right.
No, just let Naomi laugh at my funny jokes.
Naomi,
yes,
you're not getting the hat if you keep carrying on like that. Okay, this is serious, and it's exciting. Okay,
it's so serious. I'm so Nathan, excited. That's why I'm
he
laughing.
Could be a bit lighter, if you know what I mean, Naomi.
Naomi, stop.
Big fellas, me
Jimmy,
the buffet.
Stop. That's it. No one's getting any.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, Naomi, have the frickin' act. Donna, hello.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, that's all I want. Bit of excitement for the Super Suvi Part 2.
So excited,
Donna. What do you want? So there are two things left, I believe. There's the PJ's bag, which I think is the best, right?
It's just an empty bag.
No, yeah. It's not. It's you're not describing it right. It's made of the beautiful fabric. exclusive South African Battle Historian fabric. And then there's the breakfast in bed thing. So what would you like, Donna?
Can I have, please, have the breakfast in bed menu, please?
What? Nathan, what about the pyjama?
It looks like he's had a few breakfasts in bed.
I don't know where the pyjama bag or pyjamas have been. No.
Look, you know what, Donna, I like you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you.
Oh, well, sounds like she just wants to go home with you. Jimmy's not a Suvi.
I'm not one of the Suvis.
He's not a Suvi.
But what I'll do is I'm going to put the breakfast in bed menu into the pyjama bag. You're getting two Suvis.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
Well done. And you get Naomi's black hat because you were done.
The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast is back in 30 seconds. This is the Jimmy and Nath Show podcast.
Jimmy and Nath need your help to head to South by Southwest.
Yeah, South by Southwest. It is back again, and we want to do a show live from it. But here's the thing. Here's the catch. They don't just hand them out like hot dinners, unfortunately.
No. Not willy-nilly.
Not willy-nilly. They're not just throwing them out like breaths, you know?
Breaths?
No, breaths, not breaths. If someone's throwing out breasts, tell me where. Can't do the rest
of
the show.
Are you talking about the Gentleman's Club?
Speaking of live shows.
Throwing some dancing girls.
We want to do the show live from South by Southwest, but here's the thing. You need to head to the Instagram, at Jimmy Nath, and you need to vote for us to do it. Of course, before we went on break, we did our show live from the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. It was Born Funny Live. We loved it so much, we want to do it again. And we think the perfect stage is South by Southwest in front of a packed audience. But the only catch is this time, we don't have a say. It is up to you, Australia, and we need you to vote for us. It's very simple. You head to the Instagram. There's a video there. Digital Kira explains how to vote. Very easy.
Oh, Digital Kira's great at explaining things.
Oh, she's very good at explaining.
Yeah, she's smart.
Mm. Yep. So it's so easy to vote. You head to the socials, the Jimmy and Nath Show, at Jimmy and Nath. Click on the link to vote on our story. There's a step-by-step video there to teach you how to do it. But what we thought was to inspire you to vote for us to do this show live from South by Southwest, we've made a special speech. Think of it as like Jimmy and Nath, we are going for the presidency. Right? Like you and I, we're co-presidents. I don't know if it's ever happened before, but you and I are co-presidents and we're standing at the lectern, packed crowd, and we want to convince you guys that we should be doing a show from South by Southwest, but we need your help.
Good people of Australia, it is your everyday Joes, your pals, your friends.
We're Jimmy and Nathan, not Joes.
No, I'm getting there. Just let me do the warm-up. Let me do the warm-up. Your radio family, your crazy fun uncles here, the uncles who, if you weren't blood-related, you could have a fun crush on because they're kind of cute and kind of funny. But we're also family, so it'd be weird. Yep, you guessed it. Now you can say it.
It's Jimmy and Nate.
There we go.
Now, we are not here to tell you that if you head to our Instagram and vote for us to do our show live from South by Southwest, that we will put Coke in your bubblers.
Do people still have Coke in bubblers?
I don't think so.
I think COVID kind of stopped
it. Legal.
Yeah.
We can't promise we will extend your smoker by 10 minutes each day, although we could bribe your boss.
We can't
offer you really any financial benefit at all outside maybe some movie tickets and a Red Rooster voucher.
But what we can promise you is a brand new car.
Can't do that, absolutely not.
Yeah, Jimmy's right. I mean, we can't even afford real bed covers for under the covers, and you think we can give away a car? You're dreaming.
Australia, we implore you, we beg you, we order you.
We don't have any authority. We can't actually order.
Okay, we ask you very nicely to please head to at Jimmy and Nath Instagram, well, at Jimmy and Nath Show, and vote for us. It's very simple. Vote for us over those other podcasts.
Yeah, Jimmy got very sweary and used just about every swear word in the book, so we will not be airing any of this section. But
in summary, he basically dissed all the other podcasts.
So vote for us! Because the other shows, in the opinion of Jimmy and Nathan, are not as good as us.
Jim, you know, I was once in the running for a school captaincy of Laguna Street Public Primary School in 2005. But my dreams were torn away from me when Aaron Markey, my best friend at the time, delivered a prop-based joke that had the school in hysterics and secured my loss for the top job.
No, no, no. Nath, you've told this story a million times. We are not hearing it again. Go to the podcast if you want to hear Nath tell his story about how he lost his school captaincy.
Australia, now is your time to stand up and band together for what is right. Enough of these silly niche podcasts and educational blah blah shows where you learn something. Learning, in my opinion. It's time to smile. No one has ever smiled when learning. Some
no,
might have.
No, some actually might have. Have.
Sorry, yeah, yeah. You're like that. Yeah. Shut up.
The world needs
an escape, and South by Southwest needs Jimmy and Nath. Live radio show in Australia, we need you. Because together, we are one, and we are many. And for all the lands on earth we come, we share a dream. We sing with one voice. I am, you are, we are, Jimmy and Nate Show.
That's an original. That is an original.
Head to the Instagram now or else.
No, we can't threaten anybody.
I can or else.
Well, I guess if it's your opinion.
In my opinion, vote or else.
Now, if that doesn't inspire you, then I quit radio.
I've got goosebumps.
I have actual goosebumps.
Whoever they are, I'm going to vote for whatever they need.
Oh, my God.
Need.
I'm heading to the Jimmy Nath Show or Jimmy Nath Instagram right now to vote for him to do a show live from South by Southwest. Here's what I want to do now. You've just heard the speech. You've just heard the spiel from us. 131060. Australia, get involved. Jump on the phones right now. Would you vote for us? Would you vote for us? And be honest, right? If it's a great yes, awesome. If it's a harrowing no, still call, right? So we can convince you otherwise.
Yeah, how do we get you across the line?
How do we bring it? Because we've got bribes. We love bribes. We've got plenty of bribes.
We're the bribe guys.
We're
the bribe boys.
We're the bribies.
Bribe boys.
Bribe boys for life. Cha-ching. They'll do a doco on us. Daniela, hello.
Hi.
Daniela, would you vote for us to do the show live from South by Southwest?
I would, most definitely, guys.
Oh, no bribe required. Good on you, Daniela.
Was it, well, why, Daniela? Was it the speech you heard and it just raised, you know, it brought up some emotions of fire in your belly?
I listen to you guys every night while I wait to pick up my daughter from work, and I just love the spontaneity. You just don't know what you're going to get with you guys when. So,
hey, Daniela.
And that's what I love about it.
Daniela,
so, hey.
Neither do we.
Even we don't know what's happening.
I didn't know you were
going to say. It's like a kangaroo driving a car.
That's absolutely.
How'd he get in there? Where's he going?
Yeah, also, how's it reach the wheels? It's got tiny arms. Thank you. Thank you for your vote, Daniela. We appreciate it. Ash, hello.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. Ash, would you vote for us to do a show live from South by Southwest?
I'm a yes, too. I think you guys are great.
Oh.
You run an awesome show every night on national TV. I think you'll kill it.
Yeah, You've seen us on TV. That's not.
Oh, sorry. On the radio. Oh, my gosh.
If this was going on TV, they'd need to update that contract. Let me tell you that much for
Ash, the only thing is when you vote, because you go to the Instagram at Jimmy Nath, I did today. Few hoops. You have to set up an account.
No,
then
so
you have to
easy.
Vote.
So
would
easy.
You, would you do that, Ash?
Yes, I already follow you guys on Instagram, so definitely.
Oh, perfect. Good. Okay. Oh, I love Ash.
Yeah,
I might give her a prize anyway.
Was that what we were doing? That
I don't know, but she's getting one.
Do you want a prize, Ash?
Sure, I'll take it if you'll give it to me.
Well, we'll see. No, you got it, Ash.
We already got your vote already.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you, Ash. Very kind. Ali, hello.
Hey, how are you?
Good, Ali. Would you vote for us to do a show live from South by Southwest?
I definitely would.
Was there a butt there?
Was there a butt?
I do have a little thing.
Okay.
So I reluctantly like the dad joke segment, but I feel like it needs to happen.
Okay, so you would vote for us on the caveat that there's a dad joke segment in the live show.
Yeah, and I also feel like if you guys, I don't know, kind of explain each other's deepest, darkest secrets and just...
Oh, you want a little secret reveal.
Look, Ali, I could do that for Nath. Mm. There's not that many skeletons in the closet, but I don't think anyone wants to hear Nath talk about my demons.
Not if we want to keep our jobs.
Sit tight for 30 seconds. The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast is back soon.
The Jimmy and Nath Show Podcast. It's only the good stuff.
Nath, I want to ask now on 131060, what did you find in your food, Australia? What did you find in your food?
That's not supposed to be there.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't call and go, my banana slice, there was some banana.
I got a cheeseburger and there was cheese on it.
There was chocolate in my M&M's. Caramel in my caramello.
The reason I want to ask a question, if Nathan would stop being silly.
It's after 9.
I know.
It's silly.
You shouldn't even be here.
No, who knows? Who agreed to 3 hours?
A bakery owner in Kansas over in America has put a plea out on social media to help customers find her $4,000 US. So what's that? Three times? Two times?
About one and a half.
One and a half.
So yeah.
10,000-ish,
yeah.
Diamond engagement ring. Because she believes it's fallen into a batch of cookie dough.
Oh, no.
So she's the owner of a sweets store. And she believes that was the last time she saw it before she put her hands into the dough.
Well, you shouldn't be doughing with your engagement ring. What are you doughing? Dough! That's what Homer would say. You shouldn't be kneading the dough with your wedding ring on.
No, you're right. You probably should take it off.
It's just a hazard waiting to happen.
Look, she hasn't found it yet.
Who's going to turn it in? If I got a muff with a, muffin, I've got to stop shortening that word, muffin with a diamond ring in it, I'm going straight to the pawn shop.
But imagine, right, I don't know about you, but plenty of times when I've dated a few people.
You've only
had one.
Speaking of shortening that
big
word.
Mormon. But
churning my butt. No, that's the other people.
That's
Amish. That's Amish and Andy.
Good day to you, Andy, as I churn my butter. I don't know about you, but I've been out on so many dates with so many women.
Oh, get it, mate. Does Charlotte know?
Digital Kira, don't show her this segment.
Yeah.
But I've bought a muffin or a chocolate chip cookie or something for it, right? You'd be out. I'll get a coffee. And the girl would be like, I might get a sweet treat.
Sure.
I'm not really into it, but I'll be like, yeah, I'll get you. What do you want, a muffin or whatever? Imagine if you go into this store with a partner.
Oh, she would think it's an engagement.
Then you walk it out somewhere. She bites into the cookie and goes,
yeah.
I do.
Well, first of all, she goes, why would you put it in my food?
But imagine.
Yeah.
Who would not?
It's dangerous. Yeah. It's dangerous.
I mean, I'm sad for the lady that's lost her engagement.
The moral of this story is never share your muffin. Just, you know what I mean?
Never share your muff.
Never share your muff.
One man's muff is another man's treasure.
I think that's the same.
I think it is. I think it is.
Yeah. It's silly. It is silly. You shouldn't be.
Well, you've got, I know you don't have an engagement ring, but what does Meg do? Does she take it off?
She never takes it off. No, I haven't seen it in years. she didn't take it to South Africa.
Oh, so it didn't even stay here in
Australia? It stayed here in Australia. Huh. Yeah, shouldn't say that for safety reasons.
That an apartment that I got a key to.
What's the address again? 14. No, she really, because I'm tired. She very rarely takes it off.
What if she's cooking or gym, anything like that? No,
she doesn't. Yeah, she doesn't do it.
Are you worried? You're the one who's spent all that
super
money.
Stressed. Well, I've got it insured.
Did you?
Yes.
Well, that'd set you back a pretty penny.
No, well, what do you think she got for Christmas?
Insurance.
Another round of insurance.
All right. 131060 Australia. What did you find in your food? Maybe it wasn't an engagement ring, but maybe there was a hair in your meal.
Oh, you got it for free.
We were at that cafe once. Did you get glass?
There was glass. What was it in?
It was in a glass.
It was in my smoothie.
But the smoothie glass was intact.
Yeah, but
fully.
I drank it, and the glass was it. It was a shard, a huge shard of glass.
Yeah.
And I kept drinking.
And then remember he came over and he goes, "Do you want something for free?"
Yeah.
And you were like, "Well, I mean,
I kind of should get it, really."
Because you went, a glass broke in the dishwasher. Mm. So when they pulled your glass out, it obviously dried in it. And then
And now I'm just obsessed with eating glass. It is not a good habit. Got me into it. Got me addicted.
Addicted to glass.
Yeah. Rhiannon, what'd you find in your food?
Hello. This is what happened to my little cousin. So she works at an ice cream store and she was making a milkshake for a customer. All was well. They get a call to the store a couple hours later, and the customer said that they found one of her fake nails in their milkshake.
Oh, no. How was she? I mean, did she notice? How was it one of those really big, long ones?
I have no idea. I think they're press-ons, like those cheapy sort of Kmart-y press-ons.
Yeah.
I mean, she's lucky, the poor thing, because she's quite young, so I was really worried about it. But she's like, nah, all good, didn't get fired. They just kind of, you know, had a bit of a talking to her, but see, it was all good.
The poor thing, she's made the smoothie and she thinks she's nailed it. And she did. And she absolutely did.
Born Funny is a podcast we have.
Rob, where'd you find your food?
I brought some pack of bread rolls from a supermarket and went home and went to go make a burger and found a bright blue Band-Aid in there.
Oh no. Fully intact?
It was fully intact and I was just, yep, it was a moment of wanting to throw up all over the place, but yeah, took it back and they gave me a bit of a cheeky gift card.
Yeah, well, I should have. Was it in the bread roll or just in the packet?
It was literally in the, no, it was in the bread roll, actually. I pulled it apart and it was a bright blue, yeah, baked into it, yep.
Oh no. Yeah.
Had you eaten any of it, Rob?
No, I had not, thankfully. I just pulled it apart and went to go, and I was like, what the hell is that? And there's a bright blue Band-Aid.
Was it, I mean, this is a gross question, so turn off if you're not into it. Was there like scab?
Me,
or
Rob? Everyone
just
listening?
Anybody. Okay. Well, not Rob, I know him for the answer. was there scab or blood on it or anything?
What are you doing?
There was definitely blood, yeah.
Oh!
Why'd you ask that?
I don't know, Rob, why'd you answer it? Diane, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What'd you find your food, Di?
Well, it was my husband and we were at an Indian restaurant and I was talking to my best mate who we also invited to dinner and we were talking and next thing you know, I turn around and he's choking on steel wool.
Like a wire brush?
There was the little pads you can get had lodged in his throat. It wasn't like a big part, but yeah, he was choking in the restaurant.
Oh,
is he okay?
We didn't realise for a good 30 seconds. Yeah, we had to take him to the hospital. He did, like, he coughed it up, but he still had irritation. So they just wanted to check that there was nothing else there.
But his throat was clean.
Serious question. Yeah.
The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast is back in 30 seconds. This is the Jimmy and Nath Show podcast.
Thanks for being here, guys. We love... No.
Oh, no. I was just...
Quitting time! I feel like we just found our groove in this show.
Yeah. No, it's a good show, though.
Yeah, it's a great show. All right. Well, Rob, hello.
Hey, how you going?
Yeah, we don't need you. I'm joking, Rob. How much of the show have you heard tonight?
Probably the last half an hour, just on the way back from basketball reffing tonight.
Great sample size.
Basketball reffing. How did you go?
Yeah, good fun. A couple of, you know, cheeky tech fouls here and there. But
I was just about to ask, any tech fouls with the body?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, there was definitely one. Not for me. I was reffing, so it was all good.
But Nate's doing, I mean, you can't see him, Rob, but Nate's doing all
physical
the...
physical bit. I love all the basketball referees, probably my favourite.
Yeah, they're probably my favourite.
We're a special breed.
Are you animated? Are you an animated referee? Are you like, four,
depending on the game.
Body.
Yeah, depending on the game.
Yeah, right. Have you got your whistle
tonight
there?
Tonight it was, because it was a bit fun. Yeah, I've got the whistle right beside me.
Can you give us a quick little blow?
Oh, give me a second. I'll just pull it out of the bag. You probably don't want to hear it, though.
No, I'll hear it, mate. I love a good whistle. Great. And tell us what the penalty's for. Go ahead.
That's a tech foul for just being funny.
Very good. All right, what do you want to give us out of 10, Robbie?
Oh, definitely a 10 tonight. Like I said, a bit of heard you've been on fire time, boys.
Yeah, we have.
I love listening to you guys.
Oh, thank you.
Not gonna lie, Rob, we've been on tonight.
Yeah, Rob, we've bloody nailed that.
Yeah.
Nothing but net tonight, if you know what I mean.
Swish.
Oh, exactly.
Through pointer.
This is the Jimmy and Nath Show podcast.